Maker Syndicate. The coronavirus report from the River Newsroom. Rob Around the County from Rob Gellis. This Month in History from Corey McClassland on the Thingularity Show. And the WGXC Daily News from Philip Grant. All right, those are the categories for most nominations. The winners are, with three in a tie, Azuki Legba, Maria Manhattan, and Carlene Murphy. With four nominees each, we have a tie with Kamal Johnson, Ed Mack, and Tom Rowe. That's me. And for five nominations, we have a tie between Vern Cross and Cheryl Kay. These are your WGXC Awards nominees. Tune in 7 to 9 p.m. Friday, February 26th to find out the winners live on the radio at WGXC.org.
I love books. Do you love books? Books are great. Read more books. Listen to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Hooray!
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a student at Columbia Green Community College, and I'm also from Hudson.
Hi, I'm Angeline Jada Prudetti, and I live in Elizabeth.
I am Lena, and I am from Hudson.
I'm Georgia, and I live near Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate.
You thought we say it. Look at things.
You can say it.
Yay.
Lena, yeah. I think our lines just got stolen.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And Bound by Books has been on WGXC's airwaves now for 10 years. We're celebrating the 10th anniversary of WGXC this month, and Bound by Books sort of has been on for 10 years, I should say, because the first Bound by Books co-host or host was Quinn Gunter, and Quinn and I started a radio show together on February 28th, 2011. So if you are listening to our radio show on the Sunday broadcast, it's officially 10 years since Quinn and I did our first radio show on WGXC. And then I believe it was in June that we officially started calling the show Bound by Books. So we'll do another little celebration in June. But for now, we're celebrating WGXC's 10th anniversary. And we're really honored and grateful to be on WGXC. And want to thank WGXC for always keeping space open on the airwaves for youth voices and for us to talk about all of our favorite and least favorite books. Books we love, books we hate, bookish things, you know?
I have a question.
What's that?
What was the book called before it was Bound by Books?
We didn't have a name for the first 4 months. We would just say, you're listening to Youth Radio on WGXC.
Then Youth Radio was its name.
Well, we didn't consider that the name. It was sort of like you're listening to Quinn and Emily talk on the radio.
When you say you're listening to me, that's like whatever you say afterwards, it's a name. For example, if you're listening to Youth Radio, then Youth Radio is the name. If you're listening to Quinn and Emily talking the radio, then Quinn and Emily talking the radio is the name. Also, that's kind of a long name now that you think about it.
Yeah, it wasn't the name of the show, though. It's kind of like if you said you're listening to goats. Goats isn't necessarily the name. It's an animal. So you were listening to Youth Radio, not the name of the show. But anyways, it's the 10th anniversary of WGXC being on the airwaves, and we're happy to help celebrate that anniversary. And we hope everyone out there listening will also help celebrate the anniversary by making a donation to WGXC. That's one way to help celebrate. You can go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a donation online, or you can give a call to 518-697-7400 to make a donation. You can become a sustaining donor, which means you give a set amount every month and you can choose that amount. And it's a nice way to let WGXC have a consistent and anticipated source of funding each month, as well as make it really easy for you to give each month. Another way you could support WGXC and help celebrate WGXC is to get the word out about your favorite radio shows. So if you love Bound by Books or you love other shows on WGXC, take a moment to share the love. Go online and tell all your friends why you listen to WGXC and your favorite shows, and help us celebrate 10 great years of community voices. Hooray! And on that note, we're going to talk about some books, because that's what we do on our show. So who wants to get us started?
I've started reading Ragtime for a college class, American Literature, and it is certainly a story. I'm not sure what's going on. You know, I'm only 100-something pages into this 300-something page book, still don't know what's going on. But, I mean, things are certainly happening. Funny enough, it's a book with a list in the description, but I'm not enjoying it as much as I thought I would for a book with a list in the description. Usually that's a good omen for me, but it's kind of tedious. I suppose it's a classic, so I must read it. It's very difficult to explain the plot because it's very much just the story of a bunch of seemingly random characters whose stories intertwine. And as such, it's hard to really tell you the plot without spoiling things or without having to focus on each character one at a time, which would take forever. It's really something you just have to read. And I feel like you'd either love it or hate it. I'm not really loving it, but it's certainly a story. The good thing about it is I'm far enough in it that I feel like I have to finish it. So it's not like Old Man and the Sea where there's no plot at all and I don't even know what I'm doing. It's like there is a plot and I feel like I have to finish the plot. So I'm not like struggling to finish it. But yeah, so that's what I've been reading recently for school.
So not your favorite, but...
Not my favorite.
Not your least favorite.
Not my least favorite. That will always be held by Old Man in the Sea. If I ever find something to be worse than Old Man in the Sea, then I don't even know what I'd do. I would be horrified.
I feel like deep down inside, you sort of have like a soft spot for Old Man in the Sea because of how much you hate it. It's like your dearest, most hated book.
I don't think I do. I can't. I can't think of a single positive thing about Old Man in the Sea. I'm really sorry, but I don't think I have any soft spot for it. I have a soft spot for some bad books. Like, I like cheesy, like, coming-of-age and romance books sometimes that maybe aren't the best written, but, like, they're nice to read. Like, you know, fluff books that you don't really have to think about too hard that you'll, like, read in between really difficult reads. But Old Man in the Sea is just bad. It's just bad.
But don't you love how much you hate it?
Like, yeah, it's fun to like rant about how much I hate it. It's never not entertaining to talk about how much I despise Old Man in the Sea. But the book itself, I do not like Old Man in the Sea.
Well, I sympathize with you, Amelia, because that book was so boring that I usually remember a lot of details about the books that I read. But this one, I don't remember anything.
I wish I was you. I remember having to like write a paper about it and pretend this book had meaning when it doesn't. I'm sorry. English teachers sometimes their meanings are a stretch, but like you can understand what they mean when they make connections in the book. There was nothing. There was nothing in Old Man in the Sea. It was nothing. I don't understand. There was no deeper meaning. It was just a very, very boring story. It was so bad.
Well, hopefully Ragtime will finish off strong.
Yeah, I guess it does have a good ending, according to what my teacher said about it. So I guess I just have to power through.
I believe in you. I believe in Ragtime. Hey, who wants to share their book next? How about Georgia?
So this is a book I did for Literature Circle at school. So it's a book called The View from Saturday. And it's a really good book. It's from four different points of view. Well, technically five. The first one is Noah. Second one is Nadia. Third one is Ethan. Fourth one is Julian. It's a very good book. And it's about four children from different crowds who get a new teacher named Mrs. Olinsky. And then all of them kind of meet, and they kind of, Mrs. Olinsky is trying to find people to...
Oh, I love this book.
Go, go in the competition for a school, like stuff like math competition, spelling bees. And so she finds them, and then they call themselves the Souls, and there's just so much to the story. It's so amazing. There's so much to the story that if I start telling it, I'm probably gonna spoil the entire thing.
Yeah, everybody out there, you have to start reading it, no matter how much you have to start reading it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever read this book. It's by E.L. Konigsberg.
Yeah, it's extremely good. And my favorite part about it is how it shows that kids can make friendships no matter what.
Yes.
It's a good message. Have you read From the Mixed Up Files of Mrs. Basil E. Frankweiler by the same author? That's like a classic.
I love the book. Too bad I lost it, but I still love it.
Yeah, that one's, I think, her most famous.
It is her most famous, and it is her bestest book.
Yeah, The View from Saturday sounds really good, too. I'm curious to read that one. We'll have to check it out. How about AJ? What have you been reading lately, or what book did you want to talk about?
Well, there's this book that is way too late for the times, but because it's like over 15 years ago, way over 15 years ago, I think over 20 years ago, or maybe 15, not sure. It's called The Tyler Wentworth Fist Anniversary Album, and it's about, I know you can't see the pictures, but I'm just going to describe it, a doll who's a designer. And these are some things that she made.
That's interesting.
And they're like dresses that you would see on people.
So it's like a fictionalized doll designer?
Yeah.
Who designs for dolls?
Because she is a doll, but she's, quote, human in her backstory.
Huh. So all the dolls are technically human too?
Yeah. It's really cool. I love that book.
I read it. How much text is there versus pictures?
In the beginning, there's more text, but at the end, there's more pictures because you can buy the dolls and sometimes the clothes only. So I want everything that I bookmarked, and so that means that I'm going to need the even amount of clothes for every single doll that I got, and if there aren't enough clothes, I'm just going to get more dolls.
Do you have to get special dolls, or is it like work for Barbies? They look kind of like Barbie dolls.
They're bigger. They're 16 inches.
How big's a Barbie?
I think around 11 inches, 11 and a half inches.
Barbie's much smaller than 16 inches.
Wait, that means they're almost the height of American girls.
Yeah, like, those are pretty big dolls. Those must be like collector's items.
They were at like Walt Disney fairs and stuff.
I had a book kind of like that where they would model a bunch of like, and these were Barbies. Mine actually were Barbies. They weren't that big. I used to be obsessed with Barbie dolls. I used to have a lot of Barbie dolls. And I had a book, a catalog, with a bunch of very expensive, very, very fancy collector's item style Barbies, like the kind you never take out of the box. And I saved up a ton of money for one. And I don't know where it is now. I feel like there's no way I would have gotten rid of that thing because it was really expensive. Or at least it was expensive in like the mind of like maybe a 7-year-old, because of how I don't think I was very much older than that when I got it, when I saved up the money for it. But it was gold and black, and it was really, really, really interesting. But
collectible Barbie doll too, actually. We have a couple of them at my grandma's house, and there's this one, and it has one of those, you know, Campbell tomato soup cans on the dress, and back is it, and in the background of the box there's Andy Warhol, and Aaliyah's like, I want to play with her. It's downstairs now in our house, and Mom's like, no,
you're never supposed to take things like that out of the box, otherwise they like immediately lose their value or something. But I had that collector's Barbie, and then when I was much younger, I don't know if this store still exists or if it's even still open. It's probably not still open given everything that's going on right now, because it was extremely crowded. There was a Barbie shop in New York City, I think, where you could go and like make a custom Barbie. You could choose her outfit and the way she looked. And that one I do still have. That one I do actually know where it is in my room. And it also has never come out of the box. they would set them up on these little stands, and they had a tiny runway, and I remember it so vividly that you could see your doll come out on the runway and like spin around, and then you got her in her little box and everything.
Wow.
I actually do love Barbie photography myself. It's not really about the outfits for me. I like posing them. I do a lot of Barbie stop motion.
Oh, cool.
I used to do a lot of American Girl doll photography. I still do. But now that I have more Barbies, I do more Barbie photography. I have a bunch of photos of like Barbies in random poses on my iPod now. It's like one where they're like pouring and selling lemonade. One of them, they're like dancing. They're like tilted to the side dancing. And then another one, they might be lying down or resting. Then another one, they might be like doing the flips. Another, they might be looking at themselves in the mirror. Another, I'm not going to tell.
That's fun. Very creative. Well, thanks for sharing your book, AJ. Looks very interesting. I'm sure I would have been obsessed with that book when I was your age. And I'd probably still be obsessed with it now.
I'm going to get a bunch, and then I'm going to take photos of them, and then I'm going to do stuff like Georgia, and then after that, I'm not going to sell them, but then I'm going to try to make them as many of replicas as I can and have a different backstory and then sell those. So I'm going to be a doll collector.
Have to keep us updated as that develops. So Lena, do you have a book or bookish thing you wanted to share today?
Well, I read this article for class. So it's called A Drone Racing Passion Propels Teen to the Sports Top Ranks. And the source is The Washington Post by Fred Bowen, published on November 5th, 2020. And it's about this boy named Jake Capobreeze, I think is how you pronounce his last name. And it's like about how much he loves racing, like his drones. Don't know how to exactly explain it, but yeah.
I guess I didn't realize drone racing was a thing, but it kind of makes sense now that you say it that it is a thing.
Yeah.
Did you know about drone racing at all before you read this article?
I actually did, but never watched anything about it or stuff like that.
Did you get to pick this article or was it assigned?
It was assigned like majority of the articles that we have to do. Actually, now that I think about it, almost everything we've done with the articles were always picked. We didn't even get to pick the genre, which kind of sucks.
If you could pick the genre, what would you pick?
I would probably pick like fiction.
I would definitely pick science fiction.
So like a short story or?
Yeah, I guess a short story. So half of the things in the articles that we read kind of doesn't make sense. Well, to me, it doesn't make sense because I don't understand some of the things that happen in the articles. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah.
What do you do when you don't understand it? Do you try to find out?
No, not really. I don't really try to understand some of the stuff because unless they assign us to, it's like important to our homework because they make us do homework on these articles. But unless it's important to the homework, then I will try my best not to find out because I honestly don't want to find out because I don't like trying to find out what the meaning of it is because it's pretty time consuming and I don't like doing stuff for a very long time.
Yeah, it seems like if it was a topic you were more interested in, maybe you would, but I guess as long as you can get the work done.
Yeah.
Cool. Are you reading any books in school these days or mostly articles?
We haven't read any books yet because usually the articles are the things we learn about before has to do something with the book. So, yeah.
I have a book to share that I read, I think, 2 weeks ago. And it was really good. So it is called Before the Ever After, and it's by Jacqueline Woodson, who's one of my favorite authors. And it is a novel in verse. And I believe it won, I think Jacqueline Woodson won the Coretta Scott King Author Award for this book this year at the American Library Association Youth Media Awards.
Biography. I have her autobiography in verse.
Oh, yeah. Brown Girl Dreaming.
Mm-hmm. It's
yeah, awesome. That's a really good one, too. So this one is not a autobiography, but it is historical fiction, and it is a novel in verse. And it's historical fiction, but it's set in 1999. So it's not like super historical, you know. Maybe for you all it is, but for me, it's not quite as old. But it's from the perspective of a young man named ZJ, and his dad is a pro football player. And it discusses sort of his memories of his dad during better times. And then right now in the book, his dad is really struggling. He has really horrible headaches that makes him moody. And the doctors don't really know what's wrong with him. And what you all might not know, because I believe all of you were born after this date, but trying to think how old Amelia is. No, you'd still be born after this. But in 2002, that is when they really started understanding what happens to football players' brains when they get, you know, hit a lot, get a lot of concussions, and the effects that that can have on someone's well-being. And so this takes place before that was really understood and accepted. So it shows sort of the hard times that his family has around his dad's physical well-being. And it's just a very sweet book. It has, it portrays his family very nicely, both the good times and the hard times, as well as their friends, both ZJ's friends who are his age, as well as some of their friends, like the fellow football players that are still in their lives. And yeah, it's just really nice. It's a nice read. And I love Jacqueline Woodson's writing. She's just great. I could read a part from it. Let's see. So the book's called Before the Ever After, and it's a novel in verse, but each of the chapters has a title. And so the chapter that's called Before the Ever After, I'll read. Before the Ever After, there was Daddy driving to Village Ice Cream on a Saturday night in July before preseason training. Before the Ever After, there was Mom in the back seat letting me ride up front, me and Daddy having man time together, waving to everyone who pointed at our car and said, "That's him." Before the Ever After, the way people said, "That's him," sounded like a cheer. Before the Ever After, the people pointing were always smiling. Before the Ever After, Daddy's hands didn't always tremble and his voice didn't shake and his head didn't hurt all the time. Before the Ever After, there were picnics on Sunday afternoons in Central Park, driving through the tunnel to get to the city, me and Daddy making up songs. Before the Ever After, there were sandwiches on the grass near strawberry fields, chicken salad and barbecue beef, and ham with apples and brie. There were dark chocolates with almonds and milk chocolates with coconut and fruit and us just laughing and laughing. Before the Ever After, there was the three of us, and we lived happily before the Ever After. So that's just one of the sort of chapters or poems that make up this book. Give you a little taste of the way that it reads. But yeah. Like with basically everything I've read by Jacqueline Woodson, I highly suggest it. It's probably the best book I've read so far this year. And I'm sure it will be in my top lists at the end of the year. So that's Before the Ever After by Jacqueline Woodson. Woo! Also suggest Brown Girl Dreaming and After Tupac and Dee Foster and Locomotion and Peace Locomotion. And what else did she write? Those are just the ones that pop into my head that are my favorites. She has a lot of picture books too that are very nice. And she writes for adults, too. So
I can look it up, too.
Anyone listening out there, there's a book out there for you.
Should I look up Jacqueline Woodson?
Oh, it's okay. But thank you.
Well, I want to say that she also wrote The Day You Begin.
That's a very nice book. That's one of her picture books. Well, before we go, I just want to remind everyone out there listening that we are celebrating WGXC's 10th anniversary, and we hope everyone out there will join us in supporting WGXC by becoming a sustaining donor or making a donation to WGXC or just spreading the good word about all your favorite shows online to your friends and neighbors. happy anniversary to WGXC and all of the programmers. And we hope to be talking about books for another 10 years and some. But we're out of time for today. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading.
Goodbye, everybody. Bye. Goodbye, radio listeners. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, people in the Zoom meeting. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Tuned into the WGXC Morning Show during our 10th anniversary pledge drive, and we're asking you to help keep community radio on the air for another 10 years in this area, at least, by becoming a sustaining supporter. For just $10 a month, or 34 cents a day, you can become a sustaining supporter and make sure WGXC stays on the air another 10 years and provides media training for teenagers to use for the rest of their lives, or for senior citizens to use for the rest of their lives. We train senior citizens, teenagers, and everyone in between how to make a radio show, how to make a podcast, how to make both of those things, how to work behind the scenes on radio and media, and how to put together text for print and the internet and scripts for audio. WGXC also broadcasts local town meetings, town hall meetings, candidate forums,